traffic. One turn I made was wrong. You see, the DJ on the radio was playing our song, and I was reminiscing of the days that passed and gone. Oh, I just, baby, I got carried away. And before I knew it, I was 10 miles out of the way. My mind was filled with thoughts, sweet thoughts of yesterday, of the time when you took my hand and made me feel just like a man, of the time when you took a hold and thrilled my very soul. Oh, I just, baby, I got carried away. The highway side, I should be home by now, home just in time to lay her down to sleep and praise the Lord for his keeper. The time I got started in the right direction, the DJ on the radio was playing another selection, but our song was still on my mind. Memories lingered on of how you have been so kind. Oh, I just, baby, I got carried away. Thinking about the time when you were so good to me. Oh, I just, baby, I got carried away. Carried away. Sweet baby. Carried away. And before I knew it, I was 10 miles. I was wondering, would you believe me when I say, oh, I just, baby, I got carried away.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. I hope everyone is having a great and marvelous evening. By all means, please be safe out there. Please do not text while driving once you arrive safely to your destination. Next song coming up is coming from Stevie Wonder. You're tuning into the Rainbow Voice Network, where we deliver distinct variety with the smooth flow.
No news.
Love.
just to be close to you, girl, just for a moment, well, just for an hour, just to be close to you. You know, I've been through so many changes in my life, girl. Oh, I've been up real high where I thought I didn't need anybody. Oh, and then again, I've been down real low where there was no one in my life that needed me. Oh, and I found that material things I thought had so much value. Oh, girl, didn't really have any value at all. That I was a lonely man, a man with no direction, with no purpose, with no one to love and no one to love me for me. Oh, girl, then you came into my life. You made my jagged edges smooth. You made my direction so clear. And you, oh woman, you became my purpose, my reason for living, girl. You see, you're my heart, you're my soul, you're my strong inspiration, baby. Oh, that's why I'm standing here singing and opening my arms to you. I wanna say, child, why don't you? Oh, we'll live in love forever, yeah. Ooh, we'll be alone, you and me, yeah. Girl, we'll live our lives together, yeah, together.
Together, yeah.
Oh, together. Just for an hour, just to be close to you, girl. Hey, hey, ooh, 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 ooh. I've been out there searching so very long, baby. And for some folks, it takes a lifetime, sugar, to find in this world a dream come true. Why don't you? Whisper words that make you feel like a woman. Girl, I know our love will stand the test of time. Just to be close to you. Hey, girl, I wanna say,
come
on, the two burning. Girl, you got me yearning for your love.
Keep on lifting me higher. So good, good. Love is somebody.
You're tuning into the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 28 minutes after the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for us to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you celebrate an anniversary, a new marriage announcement, or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthdays today. And the next song you will hear will be coming from Minnie Riperton. You're tuning into the Rainbow Voice Network, where we deliver distinct variety with this smooth flow.
kind of made me laugh. It took me way back, back down memory lane. I see the happiness, I see the pain. Where am I? Back down memory lane. I see you standing there, such a happy, happy pair. Love beyond compare. Look at there, look at there. The way you held me, no one could tell me that love would die. Oh, why did I have to find this photograph? I thought I had forgot the past. Now I'm slipping fast.
Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, yeah. happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness. Love and happiness.
Good evening, everyone. You're tuning in to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It's 15 minutes before the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this evening. Be sure to be safe out there. By all means, please do not text while driving. I want you to ride safely to your destination. Be sure to join us each and every Wednesday and Thursday from 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for this broadcast. Next song coming up is coming from the OJs. You're tuning into the Rainbow Voice Network, where we deliver distinct variety with this smooth flow.
no matter what you do. And I hope you understand me. Every word I say is true. 'Cause I love you. Baby, I'm thinking of you. Trying to be more of a man for you. And I don't have much of a chance, but we gonna see it through. 'Cause I love you. Oh, oh. Things got so bad until I had to go to one of my friends and talk to him. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm having problems with the woman that I love. It seems that I call her on the phone and I just can't get her to answer. And then I went to her house and I saw a car parked in the driveway. I knocked on the door, but still my knocks went unanswered. And then I went home and I watched television until television went off. And then I played my records until I just didn't want to hear them anymore. And finally I went to bed, but I found myself waking up a few hours later. And the tears were running down my face. And my friend told me, he said, Lenny, you just ought to forget about her. But I told my friend, I said, you know, maybe you've never been in love like I've been in love. And maybe you've never felt the things that I felt. But this is what I told my friend, I said, you know, sometimes you get lonely, you get lonely, you get lonely, uh-oh, uh-oh, oh, 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 and I cry, oh, 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 and the tears would fill up. In the well of my eyes, oh baby. And then it got so bad, it got so bad. So one time I thought I'd roll myself up in a big old ball and die. And then I met you, darling, and you smiled at me. Oh, have such a pretty smile, yes it was. And reach out your hand. You help me. You help me. I won't ever leave you, baby. I won't ever grieve you, baby. I'm gonna love you. Oh, 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 baby. I'm glad. I'm glad, baby. Oh, oh. Yeah, baby. Oh, oh, oh. I love you. I love you. We'll be right back.
skies had come to you with a line that wasn't true, and you passed them by.
Passed them by.
Though you're in the ring, and their lines don't mean a thing, why don't you let me try?
Let me try.
Now I don't wear a diamond ring. I don't even know if I'm sing. All I know is la 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 la. I love you. Oh, baby, please now. La 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 la. I love you. If I ever saw a girl that I needed in this world, you are the charms, I'm sure you will see.
You will see.
The things I am saying are true, and the way I explain them to you. Listen to me.
La 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 la. I love you.
Oh,
you're tuning into the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 8 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for us to have our comedy break. Our featured comedian today is Orlando Jones.
I don't know if you remember it. It was called love songs. Okay? The way you knew that they were love songs is it actually had the word love in the song. Woo! These songs sound like sexual harassment. Have you noticed? What's going on? I'm serious. It's like something happened 10 years ago. Like right around 2000, something went in the water and stuff just shifted up. My friend has a song. Now he says it's a love song because he says in the words to the song that he wrote it to the girl he loves. Here are the lyrics to the song. I wrote them down. And no, it's not Baby Got Back. I see you driving round town with the girl I love, and I'm like, fuck you. Hey. I see the change in my pocket wasn't enough, so I'm like, fuck you, and fuck her too. This is not a love song, people. A lot, I truly do. But he looked like Rick Ross and Larry the Cable Guy just had a baby, don't he? Real, right? He is not in the position to be writing songs called Fuck You, I'm just saying. Now CeeLo is upset, I get that. Now here is what he really should have wrote the song about. I see you riding with that dude with regular size arms. And I'm like, fuck him. So don't make me laugh. Can't reach the change in my pocket with these short ass arms. So I'm like, fuck the meter maid, because I'm finna go shave my head. Something like that. CeeLo is upset. That's what it is. It's them Tyrannosaurus Rex arms that he is truly upset about. Now, the queen of this foolishness is Kai. She has a song called My Neck, My Back. She wastes no time. She comes right out the gate with fire. All the ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. Miss what? Can you do, help me understand? Miss what? All the ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. Miss what? Is she shooting ping pong balls at the coochie? Am I in a brothel in Korea? Somebody help me understand. Miss what? Then she goes to the hook. My neck. My back, lick my pussy and my crack. Hey, my neck, my back, lick my pussy and my crack. For real? Here's what I don't understand about that song. At no point does she mention bathing. You see what I'm saying? That's a key part of the licking decision for me. You want me licking necks, back, coochies, and cracks? When's the last time you washed? Was it a scented soap? Was it unscented? I need information. Did you just come from the fucking gym? Are we 10 days away from Bloody Tuesday? What the fuck? I need to know. Well, I'm licking necks, backs, and coochies, and cracks. I need to know. Now, the king, the absolute reigning king of this smut. I didn't even realize this until the other day. He's actually in the movie Drumline with me. He's in the end of the movie. It's Petey Pablo. Right? So Petey Pablo has a song called Freak a Leak. And this will complete our 10-year journey from present day to 2000. And here are the lyrics. Do you want it on the floor? Do you want it on a chair? Do you want it over here? Do you want it over there? Now, don't that sound like Dr. Seuss for strippers to you? Right? Do you want it in your pussy? Do you want it in your ass?
Now, I'm sorry, that's not a proposition, that's a threat.
Do you want it in your pussy? Do you want it? Look, if I was a woman, I would have to think about that. It's not like paper or plastic. Do I want it in my... Hold on a minute, boo. Don't be mad, okay? I'ma have to take pussy.
Please don't be mad.
If you find yourself in a club late at night and the question on the floor is, do you want it in your, or do you want it in your, and the stark stranger that you have never met before chooses ass, check for an Adam's apple. That's all I'm saying. I don't mean it to be homophobic. I don't. People like what they like. Potato, potato, Obama, T.I. It don't matter. I'm just saying. Be safe, people. Be safe. That's my time. Good night, motherfucker.
every little kiss, there's a little teardrop. For every single thrill, there's another heartache. The road is rough, the going gets tough. Yes, love is a hurting thing. Oh, love is a hurting thing. When you're in my arms, I'm a king on the throne. But when we're apart, I walk the streets alone. One day happiness, the next day loneliness. Keep on loving you, 'cause there may come a time you'll break my heart in two. But I want you so, I want you though, I know that love is a hurting thing. Oh, love is a hurting thing. Love. What can the matter be?
evening, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Voice Network News. I am Kel Marvette reporting. Our first news is coming from Colorado. The Colorado judge says same-sex marriages will go on, even though a ban is still in place. A battle for marriage equality in Colorado takes a new turn every day. The ban on same-sex marriage was ruled unconstitutional last week, but since then there has been some unclarity about whether same-sex marriages may actually take place. When the ban was first struck down, the judge made issued a stay so that no marriage license could be issued pending any appeal. After other judges asked to cancel the stay, and still other judges asked for those requests to be ignored, District Judge C. Scott Crabtree has ruled that clerks may continue to issue marriage license to same-sex couples. More than 200 same-sex couples have been married since Boulder County Clerk and Recorder Hillary Hall began to issue license in the wake of yet another ruling for gay marriage last month. That one from a Denver-based federal appeals court that struck down Utah's same-sex marriage ban, but also stayed its order. Pueblo County has joined Boulder and Denver in issuing the documents. In other news, we have news of a 16-year-old trans girl placed in boys' reform school. Jane Doe, the anonymous 16-year-old transgender girl who spent 2 months in an adult correctional facility despite no criminal charge, has been transferred to a, quote, secure facility for delinquent boys, end quote. According to DCF officials, while in the psychiatric facility, Doe assaulted a staff member and a fellow youth, and also destroyed DCF property on Saturday night, prompting the final determination of placement at the juvenile training school, stating that there is no other, quote, suitable place, end quote, for her. Doe's lawyer told the AP that DCF has already broken a number of promises regarding his client's placement, safety, and future prospects. Doe's attorneys claims that DCF officials had assured him that Doe would receive adequate therapy and that an agency would attempt to place her in a foster home. Doe is being held in a separate room away from the boys at JTS. In other news, bear with us, we have a little technical difficulties. Other news is coming from a Christian university expelled student for marrying her girlfriend. One semester before receiving her degree, a student at a Christian school in Oklahoma has been expelled for marrying her girlfriend. Kristen Menard married her girlfriend, Kaden Park, in March in New Mexico, where marriage equality is now legal. She also belongs to an LGBT-affirming church. But after discovering pictures of their wedding on Facebook, officials at the hyper-conservative Southwestern Christian University wrote to her parents to say she'd been expelled. Menard's relationship violates the school's, quote, lifestyle covenant, end quote, which bans same-sex activity. Menard said she was aware she had violated the covenant, but argued that it is applied inconsistently. Quote, students violate parts of the covenant all the time, but they don't get expelled, end quote, she told Religion News Service. Quote, I didn't even get a hearing, just a letter to my parents, end quote. Now Menard, who is a semester short of a degree in sports management, faces a dilemma, as no other university in her area offers a similar program, and she stands to lose elective credits by transferring. Quote, I'm trying to figure out how and where I can graduate, end quote, she told CNN, adding that she may have to begin paying off her student loan soon if she doesn't get into another school. Quote, it's going to be hard to get into classes that may be full because they gave me very little notice before the fall's semester starts, end quote, she noted. In other news, we have some devastating news, and please note it is very graphic. It's in reference to a minister that sets himself on fire and dies to protest social injustices. A retired United Methodist minister in Texas died last month after setting himself on fire to protest continuing injustices in the LGBT equality and other social issues. The Reverend Charles Moore, 79, reportedly doused himself in gasoline and set himself on fire in the parking lot of a strip mall. Bystanders extinguished the fire, and he later died at the hospital from the injuries. Moore had been a strong advocate for African-American civil rights and for the LGBT movement, and this wasn't his first time doing something drastic. A little more background on his history. He left a letter on his car windshield explaining the reason for his action, and his son-in-law, Bill Renfro, discovered other notes at Moore's home in Allen, a Dallas suburb, detailing his discontents. Moore cited continuing discrimination against LGBT people, the ban on the performance of same-sex marriages by Methodist clergy, the continuing use of the death penalty, and cuts in social program for the poor, and other injustices he saw around him. He also felt he had not done enough to alleviate these problems, even though he had been a longtime activist against racism, sexism, and homophobia, and poverty. He once went on a 15-day hunger strike to protest his church's treatment of gays, and he worked with the poor in India. The date of his death was significant, noted Rienfo, as it marked the 50th anniversary of the discovery of an abandoned car that had been used by three civil rights workers registering black voters in Mississippi. They were later found to have been murdered by the Ku Klux Klan. Moore reportedly chose his manner of death in immolation of Buddhist monks who immolated themselves to protest the South Vietnamese government during the Vietnam War. Despite feeling he hadn't done enough to address social problems, Moore committed, quote, many acts for justice during his life, end quote, Rienfro told Tyler, Texas Morning Telegraph, noting that the hunger strike and the fact that Moore was kicked out of a church as a young minister for supporting racial integration. This concludes our news segment. We'd like to thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Voice Network News.
Young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. You know she's waiting, yep, anticipating a thing that she'll never, 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 never possess, yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. Gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they are folks so gentle, yeah. makes it easier.
Sit down, you're comfortable. Yeah. How long have we known each other? About 10 months? Yeah, I think it's, yeah. You and John are real tight, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, is that an engagement ring? Oh. Congratulations. Oh, he slipped it on your finger last night, huh? He's the luckiest man in the world, you know? He should be real proud to have someone like you. Oh, yeah, what I wanted to talk to you about is... Well, there's something that's been bugging me for about 5 months. And I've been carrying it around with me. And it's getting heavier and heavier every day. And, you know, it's almost to the boiling point. I have to get it off my chest. Yeah. I'm not trying to be fresh or anything because I know you're John's girl, but I just have to tell you this. You see, I have a great deal of respect for you. I'm not being, you know, not going to let feel on you. But, dear, you see, I'm going to take you back to my childhood in a way. See, we had quite a big family. We weren't, you know, very rich. Sometimes we lived from day to day. But one thing we did do, we went to church every Sunday. You know, Mama took us to church. And I was in the choir, too. Yeah, I sang a little bit then. Sunday school. She taught us the golden rule, 10 Commandments. And she said, son, do unto others as you have them to do unto you. She said, don't steal, don't rob. You know, all the things that good parents try to instill in their children. Well, you know, I did, a few little things, like shoot hook. I guess every kid is shoot hooky, you know, once. And she said, said stay out of trouble. You know, when I was a teenager, I didn't, you know, break in or burglarize or rob anybody, you know. I tried to work with what I got, you know. Tried to be honest. You know, didn't commit no crimes or nothing. But, you know, I had to wait until I reached manhood to commit a crime. According to the court of love, if there is such a court. But, you know, sometimes you're forced into things like this. See, sometimes Cupid can shoot his arrow so fast you can't get out of the way, you know, and you can fall. And the more you, something just like being in quicksand too, the more you wiggle, the deeper you sink. I don't take up too much of your time. You see, I'm not very good with words, and I had to tell you all of that, you know, to really say what I got to say. See, there's a lot of talk going around town. And I'm on the make for John's girl. You know, Ike is on the make for John's girl. But, you know, I don't mean to do anybody wrong, because I don't want nobody to bother anything that belongs to me. But, you see, I've never seen anybody like you. I've never known anybody like you. And there's some things you just can't help. You know, at night I toss and turn. I try to keep it out of my mind, but you see, I find myself thinking about you. I just can't help it. And right now, I stand accused of love. I hope it's not a crime, 'cause if it is, I'm guilty. Loving you, oh yeah. I can't help myself. I'm a victim of circumstance. And just one touch of your hand. I don't know how it happened, but just look at me. I find myself trembling on the witness stand. And I'm shouting out all over the land. Everybody, I'm guilty. I'm guilty of loving you. I'm guilty of loving you, yeah. I said I'm guilty. But what can I do? I wanna hold you. I wanna squeeze you tight. But what am I saying? She belongs to another and that ain't right. I didn't ask to fall in love with you. I just couldn't help myself. And now I'm strung out. Don't know what to do, no, no, no. I'm guilty of loving you. Oh yeah, I'm guilty of loving you. I'm not ashamed to say I love you. I love you, I love you. I can't help it, I just can't help it. I'm guilty, baby. Oh, I'm guilty. I know you belong to another, but I can't help but love you. Oh, yes, I do.
Just as much.